good. We went out there today and, you know, had some different situations that can come up in a game. You know, a lot of the second group and the third group primarily got a lot of the reps because that's the guys that primarily play. We've incorporated some ones you'll see in there, too. They got some reps. But I thought we wanted to make sure today that, you know, when we break down a period, the second, third group got the majority of reps. So it was good. Accomplished a lot in and out. Went through special teams. So it was good. We keep trying to get, you know, it's no repeat Friday, which means we want to go through it, really precise, execute, you know, no errors is what we're shooting for. And we weren't there yet, but we were better than we were last week. So that's what we continue to strive for.
Coaches talk about it later, but do you have a feeling on what you want to do with the quarterbacks Thursday night?
No, right now, as I was just talking to Scott about, we'll get the whole injury report, although there's no quarterbacks injured, but we sit down, we gather all the information, and then we'll come up with a plan. We haven't, you know, I don't know when we'll tell our players. I know we're going to meet with it about it after this, once we, you know, everybody gets through the injury and the trainers see them, and then we'll come up with the idea. Either we'll tell them tomorrow or Thursday before the game.
You said about during the regular season, Bortles gets some reps. Does that mean with the first team offense in practice?
In the regular season.
Yeah, regular season.
Yeah. You know, like if we have a team period, I can see it where, you know, if there was 10 plays, maybe he got a couple plays. You know, he's also going to get all the service team reps as well.
Is that
I shouldn't say all the service team reps. There might be a period where he goes over and works on some individual.
Uh-huh. Is that Henning that doesn't get all of the first team offensive reps, or does it make a difference?
Henning, in some periods he may not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, theoretically, this could be the last time Bortles sees the field this season, barring any kind of injury to Henning. It could be. Right. I mean, yeah. That's. Have you talked to him about that to kind of make sure he understands and what he's
I haven't talked about that. I just say, hey, you continue to prepare. You know, you're a play away. You got to have a mindset like that. Just keep working and sit in those meetings and take good notes. And, you know, but I don't know. We're not really. We haven't talked much about that. It's been mostly, you know, this game, you know, capture it and perform well in practice.
Did you go McClendon at left guard, Belenko at center? Is that what they ran? Did they run that way today?
Yeah, we've had McClendon got some reps at center. Bowenko got some reps at center. McClendon got some reps at guard. Brewster got some reps at guard and center. So, you know, even though it's limited amount of plays.
So you haven't picked your offensive line yet for Thursday?
No, we'll do that after we get everything, all the information.
Is Linder maybe ahead of where you thought he'd be, and what do you like about him?
I think he's doing a really good job. Obviously, you know, it's a cliche. Everybody has things to work on, but he has really progressed fast. I think that the toughness, the relentlessness that we're trying to find out in these guys, who displays it, who has it, he's done it consistently. Did a good job last week, had quite a challenge, and, you know, it was a learning curve for him, but the way his mentality of going into it and the way he played, you know, demonstrated that.
So he'll start a right guard Thursday night?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to put it all together and see. But, you know, without finalizing things, that's what we, you know, foresee.
During the draft process, when you were talking to George O'Leary about Blake, did you talk to him about how Blake handled his redshirt year at UCF? No, not at all.
Is Marquise, I mean, I know he's got a family situation type of deal, but is he going to be able to play Thursday night?
He should be back tonight.
We've asked you before, but is there a significant difference in Tyson this year than last?
Have you seen Yeah, I think that Tyson's healthy. Okay. I think that's what we're seeing first and foremost. That's the biggest thing. He feels really good. He feels really healthy, and he's playing really well. So I don't know if it's that or just that he feels comfortable in his position and his role and understanding what we're asking to do. But whatever the case, he's playing better.
What are you hoping to see out of Bortles against Atlanta? What's the next step for him?
Well, I think just continue to grow, continue to take advantage of the plays he has, you know, and, you know, the checks at the line of scrimmage, the identifications he has to make, you know, the complete control or have a better understanding of the offense, you know, just keep growing, putting it all together.
Hey, Gus, what do you need to see out of this week to feel good going into the regular season?
Well, I think that, you know, it's always tough for the fourth game because you're going into it and saying, all right, we got the regular season next week. And I think for us, it's that discipline. I think we've came out with good energy. Every opportunity we've got, either at the stadium or away from the stadium or on a practice field. And I think that's the challenge this week. And I think that if we can, you know, go out there and play with really good energy, good effort, good enthusiasm, I think that's another piece that we've done it game after game. And I think when we do that, it becomes real. And I think that's why this game is so important to really continue to add to that.
Do you have a better feel for Doss and A. Sanders, their availability for
Thursday? Yeah, I know Doss has some soreness, but he's doing pretty good. He got, you know, limited reps, and we added a few more today to him. So we'll see how it, you know, what Scott says afterwards. But, you know, we're hoping that we'll be able to use him. And Ace, too, you know, although it'll be limited. But he got more reps today than he did yesterday. So, again, we'll, you know, rely on Milo and Scott on that.
So, could Ace return a punt, or just return one?
He could, yes. Mm-hmm.
And Doss could
if both Doss and Ace, if they can go, you should see them both back there.